are intended in the long term, the second use for the restaurant will be with a new building that'll be constructed at some later date when that application comes in down the road. And at this time, they're accepting of the condition of demolishing the building and moving forward only with
the one application in front of us that doesn't have multiple applicants.
Right.
One applicant.
The narrative says both the AutoZone and the restaurant is the intent.
Yeah, but we have to get it clear that that's not what we're considering.
Yeah, we're doing this phase one.
Connecting again.
We're not even discussing phases. So the phase one isn't even appropriate. We're only discussing, and that's why I felt that it was important that the demolition be satisfied before the rest. They wanted to do them concurrently. I don't think that's appropriate.
And that's what we went over.
I think condition three is that demolition of the existing buildings.
We might want to just pause a minute while
we connect
him back up. Yeah, we lost him.
Oh, okay.
He was on Zoom. But yeah, we did talk a little bit about this during the workshop.
Yes.
Yeah, just clear that it's not phase one or two. It's not, we're considering just this application.
Just the AutoZone.
No, but the narrative was by our request.
Coming back up.
What the use of the property might be intended. So that's why the narrative says
log out and
the AutoZone. And
this is the danger of them not having a person present.
Yeah.
But that's a whole different conditional use.
I think that's us.
Whatever,
there we go.
Whatever goes on after
that. Was us.
I believe that the
gentlemen,
reason,
can you hear us now?
Can anybody hear us?
Yeah, now we can.
Okay.
Okay, very good.
Very good.
It was a dead spot.
Yep.
Okay.
We lost the connection.
So
that's my concern with Zoom only, Carmen.
Carmen, you there?
Carmen, can you hear us?
Yes, we agree with you, so we will make sure somebody is definitely there in person for the 15th of September.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
No disrespect meant, Bob, but I think that the narrative that we had asked for in the beginning was about what they wanted to do totally with the property.
Right.
Correct.
Correct.
In the beginning. But since then, they've decided that they are not going to do a multiple unit.
At this time, right?
Right. So I think it needs to be clear, and the narrative needs to be clear that they're going to demolish the building, and they're only going to seek the one application, and we don't. I think it's dangerous for us to even discuss what they might do later, because they're not committing themselves to anything.
Carmen, can you hear Mr. Stroyan?
Yeah, and again, we only showed the ultimate fit out of the entire property at the request of the Planning Commission. We certainly agree and concur with the condition that the building at the rear of the property would be demolished at the same time the AutoZone was constructed. I think the motion was even to demolish that building before vertical construction on the AutoZone would begin. So the property owner, AutoZone, everybody on our side of the table was in agreement with that. And again, the narrative and the master plan was only shown to the township at their request. I don't know when the back piece will get built. I don't know what would exactly get built. But again, we understand that building at the rear, that existing building at the rear, will be demolished as part of the development of the AutoZone.
Two buildings.
Right. Well, the one has to come down. It's in the way of the AutoZone anyway.
Right. The one has to come down. It's in the way of the AutoZone. The one at the back will come down again as a condition of the approval.
So I think what I'm hearing Mr. Stroyan say is that he believes that the narrative needs to be updated so that it is specific to what is being requested at this time. So
we can certainly prepare a new narrative that addresses only the development of the AutoZone, and that includes the demolition of the existing building at the rear of that parcel.
Thank you, Carmen.
Very good, thank you.
And there's not consideration of other projects or whatever.
So.
I'm sorry?
Keep the consideration on any of what they want to do with the back of the property out of it altogether. That'll be up to them when they come in.
That's correct.
No problem. I'll get revised narrative to Shahana this week.
Thank you, Carmen.
I just fear that it would be confusing later.
Yeah, it caused a conflict. Caused a conflict, and it confused me right out of the gate.
If they were going to wait and go along with what's going on next door to the other piece of property, then but they have no concern for that.
Very good. So there was a motion on the floor. I'll make a second on that motion, and then all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes. Hearing scheduled to be advertised for September 15th, 7:15 p.m. Constitution Avenue Bridge update. I'll make a motion to table that. We have not received the documents we requested from the county yet.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Suggestion of specific defective ordinance declaration. I saw some correspondence that we got. I'm not entirely clear on where we are with this item on the agenda at this point.
Well, I think that was just Andy telling you which way we had that we could make a decision on going. But even his impression was to keep going the way we're going, because have been working so well with this, which I think they have.
Okay.
We have a couple issues yet now. I think we're waiting on, are we waiting on you and the engineer yet?
I'm not involved in this.
Oh, no, you were involved in what, 417?
407.
407.
The engineer and Mr. Belwer will communicate and send us an updated one.
Okay, so there's nothing here that needs to be addressed
this time.
All right, so moving on, the computer upgrade, was there something that needed to be addressed there today?
No, I just told her to keep it on there in case there was something new that came up.
Okay.
But as far as the printer went,
that's
he must have sold the printer that he was talking about. I went down there to look at it and he couldn't find it.
So I would say you should table those two.
Yeah, table those two.
We will table those three items on the agenda.
That's right, because the next one's a table too.
I'll make a motion we table those three items.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And then the last item on the agenda for before we go back to public participation is that the supervisors were invited to participate in a ceremony that the district attorney is coordinating on Thursday evening at the fire department to recognize all of the law enforcement and emergency services personnel who responded to the murder that happened in Moon Valley last year, to the fire and murder that happened in Moon Valley last year. And they have asked the supervisors and invited the supervisors to participate, which I think is an important thing for us to do. And then I think is a good place for us to begin, you know, other conversations like the community engagement committee with the fire department. I think we talked about this at the time just a little bit, and we certainly didn't have the kind of information that was necessary. I know I talked to the fire department about whether they wanted some, you know, to provide us with names so that we could do something and what they thought would be the appropriate thing to do.
Yeah.
And we didn't really hear anything back until we got this invite. So I'd like to make a motion that we authorize the supervisors to participate in that event on Thursday, and that we extend our heartfelt gratitude to the all the emergency services and law enforcement personnel who responded.
I'll second that.
Do you have any comment on that? No.
I just don't know where I'll be at Thursday night, because I'm leaving early Friday morning for the game.
Understood. I am planning to be there, and they invited my daughter, though she feels that she doesn't really deserve to be part of the recognition group, because the scene was entirely secured by the time she arrived. But I know that I know Mr. Dooley will be there. and the invitation that we received came from the fire department. So.
Right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Other public participation. Speedy Gonzalez meeting without Gary here. Nothing, Bill, anything?
Don't ask twice.
So Bill, Fred, Kevin, Dave, while we've got you all here, so we're planning this September 27th community engagement open house on a Saturday morning. What do you think would draw people? What would make people come down here on a Saturday morning to talk with us and bring ideas about coming together as a community?
Well, for me, it's like gambling and booze.
I don't think we're going to be doing either one of those things at that hour on a Saturday morning, Fred, but we'll keep that in mind.
It's a special occasion, so we'll get
through. Games of chance.
Oh, wait a minute. Bob, I didn't get the band down there.
I knew that was going.
You can get the band together.
Yeah, get the band together. Go down there. You know, you play. I come down. My wife can come down.
I'm actually not booked that weekend because I don't have two of the members.
All right.
Thoughts?
I don't know.
That would be a good draw, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Give them an opportunity to get rid of their old paint.
Recycle.
Half the township here.
A junk day, I think, is something that we all want to keep in the back of our minds as a future goal.
What time are you going to do that?
In the morning.
You said 10 o'clock?
Yeah,
I think
not too early because people work and that's their first day off. They might want to sleep in.
What are other communities doing to encourage people to?
Well, we did it in Shoal. We just added every year, and we had a good turnout to it. But they also did, like, the Christmas tree lighting and stuff like that.
What do you want
people
to talk
records.
About? You're talking about community engagement. What are you engaging them in?
Well, we want to form a group that starts spearheading those kinds of things. So it could be anything from trunk or treats, the America 250 parade, the, you know, what does the community want to come together to do to have community spirit and activity? It could be a tree lighting. It could be, there's all sorts of things that we could do. We don't have a budget to fund them, but sometimes you don't need that. If you can charge for participation in an event or raise money at one event that funds another event, those
and
kinds of things.
People that just want to volunteer to do things. That's how it was up there, too.
Well, some folks did say to me that they were interested in, like, a community flea market, you know, something like that. We could do something like that in our parking lot once a year. But we need to have a group of people who's responsible for running those events. And if people are interested in doing that, we'd like to bring them together and see if we can find a handful of people who would be interested.
But the end game is to form a committee that'll be responsible for that.
Right.
You know, I was putting some thought into some of this, like when we not rent out, but let people use the parking lot for different events. It's also the medevac. Mm-hmm. So we'd actually have to watch what goes in there because it's got to be able to move quick if they got to get a medevac in.
I think that generally the fire department just lands at the alternate site if there's something happening.
I don't
happening
even know if there is an alternate site.
Yeah, the woman was up on the far side of 84 there. I guess it disturbs her mulch and she doesn't appreciate that, but in the event that they need to land medevac, that's the alternate location.
Oh, okay. I never even heard about that one.
Nothing like flying mulch.
Well, we have flying asphalt, so.
Yeah, that's more dangerous.
Because it just depends on whose property, you know, it's flying at.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like we got a plan together.
As far as our grant application, we received email today that the application is being forwarded as board ready, but they don't anticipate that it will come before the Commonwealth Finance Authority until November. So we won't get any action on last year's applications until after the deadline to file any applications this year.
The LSA money, all of that stuff is moving exceptionally slow this year.
Everything.
Well, no state budget. No state budget agreement, so.
Yeah, but even what they've already agreed upon, it's just, it's moving like molasses in the channel. It's terrible.
Everything right now at the state level is moving very slow.
There is a state Senate bill that I think we probably need some more information on that Senator Brennan had in her newsletter as well. I think it was Senate Bill 240. For clarifications for counties to be able to use their motor license fund dollars for municipal bridge work. Mm-hmm. So I think we should get additional information from Senator Baker's office on that Senate bill and see if we need to, you know, send in a letter of support for that. So, Shauna, if you wouldn't mind, I'll send you this.
There's a write-up in this.
Oh, it's 205.
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah. On that bill.
It says Senate Bill 205.
Yeah, I believe it's in there. I just looked at it this afternoon.
I don't have anything else. Do you have anything else? Anyone else?
You know what? I'm sorry. I just thought of a couple of other things.
Okay.
Where are you guys on EIT?
Nowhere yet. We're still reviewing.
Still reviewing. And what's the additional tax revenue you're going to get from the Econo Zone expansion?
We won't know until it's assessed, Fred. And it won't be assessed until it's completed, which is 2026. So we will get interim tax revenue in 2026 for the period of the year that remains, and then it wouldn't have a full assessment impact until 2027.
Right, but what are the additional tax revenues you anticipate in 2027?
Depends on how the assessment office values the building when it's completed.
Especially when the county's talking about doing a reassessment, though.
Well, yeah, there is that. And it, based on the last meeting that I attended with them, I think they're going to have to move ahead with this because, obviously, with their drop in bond rating, they're in a bit of... We are in a bit of a quandary, so... The other thing I'm trying to figure out is... A reassessment is going to cost about $3 million, maybe more.
More than that.
And I'm trying to figure out how they get that money for the reassessment. That's not a question to you guys. That'll be a question to the commissions.
That's right. It's so difficult to determine whether reassessment is actually worth anything because of the length of time. It's pure and simply a way to reset your taxes.
Yep.
They can start over again. So it's, but the cost
of the cost of recoup is.
Well, if they're talking $2 million, it's going to cost them $4.5 or $5 million.
Yeah,
that's a more reasonable number.
Or more, a more realistic number. So
realistic
with what their budget is to recoup $5 or $6 million out of that is
1 year.
I don't think your taxes are going to go down.
Obviously.
But again, that's a question for the Pike County Commissioners to answer. Sorry.
Indeed.
Thanks, Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
Anything else, Fred?
So when is the next round of EIT discussions?
That questions, gonna write up some questions to send into.
I mean, to be honest, I think for the township, it's a, well, it's something that's needed, to be honest. I don't know how you guys feel, but, you know, you look at the financial situations of townships, boroughs, everybody else, it's something that I think is doable and is not totally, what do I want to say? It's not totally distressing to the people that work in the township.
Spoken as a non-township resident. Right?
So you guys froze up, I didn't hear that.
I said spoken as a non-township resident, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But you know what? I mean, the EIT for the borough, it's so fixed in its size and scope and everything else. I mean, I always, well, for me and my wife, we always would have supported an EIT, even if we were still working, because it just makes sense. And that's just our point of view.
Yeah, but it's not going to be fixed for the borough if Milford Township goes on it. They're going to lose any revenue from the township.
Correct.
I'm sorry, I missed that, Bill.
What Bill said, Fred, is that the amount of money the borough takes in is not going to be fixed in the event that the township starts collecting, because right now township residents are paying into the borough, and the borough will lose that revenue if the township begins collecting.
Right, but you're talking about $30,000. That's it.
The question is, did the EIT tax solve the borough of Milford's financial problem?
Absolutely, it did.
Well, and that's a great question, because, you know, it's like you're sending a guy to Las Vegas with some money. So who knows what he comes back with? I don't know.
Well, it certainly bought more speed bumps and stop signs.
Yeah, well, you know, there is that.
More money, more spending.
Well, Bill, I hate to say it, but yeah. So that becomes the problem. I mean, how do you actually control, monitor the, all of a sudden you've got money. So how do you control the expenditures that are not frivolous, that are, yeah, that's a whole other issue, right? So, yeah, there is that.
Comes right down to budget items. And the budget's open to the people to review.
Well, that's exactly right. What is in your budget? What have you allocated? And then what goes into your, what's left over in your general fund? And in your general fund, are you investing it? Are you doing the right things with it? And that is certainly a concern of mine.
Right.
And on that note, I have nothing left.
Thank you, Fred.
Okay.
Bill, anything?
Guess not.
No, nothing from me.
Thank you, Bill. Kevin?
No, you don't want to discuss the curative amendment, right?
Do we have it on there?
It's not on our agenda.
No.
It is not on the agenda. Does the Planning Commission need input from the supervisors on the curative amendment at this stage?
I think very soon we will, because we're going to have some answers from both lawyers. There's a request that the minimum lot size be 7 acres. And I don't think that that's the general consensus of the Planning Commission. It was an ask just because that's the size of property that they're dealing with. and I don't know as if that's a fair assessment with what we're looking at. But, and the reason I bring that up so that you can think about it is, I believe that if the township is going to give a developer an advantage by putting more on less property, there's two things, in my opinion, that should happen. One is there should not be more buildings than there would be a number of usable lots.
Right.
And that, and by that I mean not just divide the acreage, but the actual usable land.
Right.
You know, take out the wetlands, take out the sewage, take out whatever. I don't think that they should have more than what's there. Plus, if we're giving them the opportunity less property, then the township should have a gain of some sort. There should be an amenity for the public, whether it's walking paths or availability recreation or whatever the catchwords are of the day. But I think those two things need to be considered with your...
Or perhaps a fee in lieu of.
Well, you could, but the problem with a fee in lieu of is, how does that go to the next owner and have credence? So I think it maybe makes it more sense to force them to do something with the property that they have. Right. And
I think the problem is that commercial developers are going to be reluctant to do that for many reasons. Most of which is liability related.
I think they're going to use the excuse of liability, but you have people on your property no matter what you're doing, especially if you're a business person. Mm-hmm. So to play the liability card with me being in business my whole life with that is a pretty lame argument, in my opinion.
Let me ask a question about that then. If it's implemented by us, do we have any liability on it?
Well, it wouldn't be implemented by us unless the ordinance requires it. If the ordinance requires that they have to keep private land open for public purposes, and there's something that happens on the land, then yeah, I mean, they could potentially attempt to join the township, but we would...
But when you're doing a commercial development like that, you're inviting the public anyway. You can't, the law
Correct.
Is very clear about you
Correct,
can't
but not for recreational purposes,
no,
for the purposes
but you're still,
that
the... But you're still engaging them on your property.
Right.
So, the impact of that to the cost of it's they don't want to be responsible
for
cleaning paths and having everybody
correct
having everybody participate in that. I'll leave that comment. But I don't.
No, your point's well taken, Kevin. It's just that we have to think in terms of the average commercial developer and not necessarily what this person's going to do. I mean, the average commercial developer is not going to be too happy about having to invite people who are not using his facility for his intended purpose on his property.
No, and I understand that completely.
Right.
But if
that could be corrected based upon what it is you're asking them to do.
I don't think that we need to ask them what to do. We need to have
require.
Them tell us what they're going to do. So if we get too specific about telling them what we're going to pass up on, somebody's going to come along that has to deal with this and come up with a great idea to use the property.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're using the old catchphrase now, walking past a bicycle tour.
Right.
But you know, there's got to be something else out there that is really good for the public. So I don't want to shoot ourselves in the foot, but this mm-hmm. ordinance is going to apply to the entire township.
Correct.
So to have it so focused, and I understand the reason for a curative amendment, I understand why they're asking for it, and it is trying to shoot a silver bullet for them. But for us, it's not.
No.
For us, it's something that we're going to own and needs to apply to the rest of the township.
Right.
So,
and the acreage point.
If we're going to allow them to have more for less, so to speak, then what's in it for us? That's all I'm asking.
Yep, we have to get something in return.
So I don't know how the supervisors feel about that. Am I just being unreasonable, or am I?
I think when we were doing the saldo, we wrote requirements for green space into the saldo requirements. And I think that when we did our comprehensive plan and we surveyed our residents, they gave us every indication that maintaining the character of the community, which was largely tied to trees and green space, was top priority to our residents. And that's ultimately our answer.
Right, and if you get them to put, if they could put 12 lots there, so let's say, and you gave them that much space and they used that, and they're gonna do this way in a cluster fashion, they're gonna move everything as close to the road as they can. So you're inherently gonna have property you can use. And so you can't get up on the septic now, but you can go around it. You can't get, you know, so. That's where the sticking points are, and I want to see where the other one is. It's honestly the 7 acres, so I think the supervisor's going to have to think what they think is a reasonable threshold. We use 10 acres.
We thought that was reasonable.
Yeah, it is reasonable.
And there,
I agree with you. I mean, that the 10 acres did not come out of the air.
No, but when you look, when
it
we
was
look
like
at,
when you when look, look at it from the perspective of what do you need for sewage, what do you need for stormwater, 7 acres is a really small plot. It should be at least 10 acres or more.
And their argument against it was that you would have multiple entries into one piece of property because it would have to be subdivided. Well,
that doesn't mean that.
PennDOT isn't going to let you.
They're not going to let you have it anyway.
No, it's going to be
one interior
anyway.
Road.
The thing we were looking at, specifically I looked at, 7 acres, you can easily, with over 2 acres each lot, let's say 2 acres and one half an acre each for the road, you can easily put 3 buildings in there. And under their development plan, that theirs, not everybody's, just the one we're looking at, they're gonna put 3 buildings there.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if it's 7 acres or 10 acres. If we say 10 acres, they can still put their 3 buildings over there with one single road going into all the buildings. They'll all be on separate lots.
Yeah.
But they can still do the same thing, own all the lots and do at least a condominium piece. It can still work that way. There's no reason for it not to. And I just don't see the reason for the 7 acres when it's you're going to fit the same thing on.
Exactly, because they're looking at it.
Ultimately, they want more on less land.
Correct.
Right.
Ultimately, they want more than 3 buildings.
But across the street, when you got 10 acres, you're going to do 4 buildings. You see what I'm saying?
Acres.
You've got 28 acres or 27 acres, whatever it is, and they're doing 6 buildings.
Mm-hmm. Right, so unless we get to those numbers, and are clear with how much they can use, somebody else is going to interpret this to more buildings on less land.
Right.
This, unless it's clear.
That's how it makes the most profit, so yes.
Right, so we're avoiding the elephant in the room is by not coming down to those numbers.
And that's where we've always been looking, because even with our housing cluster developments,
right, but if you read it,
you still have to have the same equal amount of property. You can build on a smaller lot, but you still have to have the remainder of that lot somewhere in the property. And that's,
and it's clear in that that needs to be set aside for common use.
And that's where I think we need to be with.
It's clear
with the same lot.
So I don't see what this has anything different.
No, it's just a cluster development, but it's still gonna have to meet the requirements.
If we allowed with the cluster, and this is another thing altogether, but if we allowed with the cluster development, if you had them put sidewalks in and put a gas station and a cleaners and a convenience store and stuff right inside of their development, we'd save ourselves a lot of headaches, is what we're calling out around here. So in some respects we have to rethink development altogether, but that's another conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that I think we're, if we don't consider what we're gonna get from it and the ultimate, how do you come with the number of buildings are gonna be allowed on?
It was another item that I saw didn't seem to have agreement between the developers' negotiation and the draft that came back. So that also will drive the density. It looked to me like what came out had two different numbers for lot coverage percentages.
Yeah, lot coverage.
By a vast gap.
They want 65 and we said 25. And of course, the ordinance that presently gives you the right to go up to 65 by virtue of a conditional use modification.
Okay, well, and I can deal with that.
Right.
If we decide how much land they can use, then they can use that 65 on that portion of the land, which is going to get us ultimately to the 25% where we want to be, because you're not going to use the other.
Correct.
So we got to get to these numbers.
Right.
We know that the area they're going to use is going to be more than 65%.
Correct.
The area they're going to use is going to be 100% coverage. You know, we're having discussions over if they use 65% for the total piece of property, they're still going to get 100% coverage on that portion they're using.
Right.
So, the boogeyman is in the numbers. That's my opinion.
Yep.
So.
That's the same issue that's been in front of the township for the last at least 7 years,
15
probably
years.
More.
Yep. Oh, more
the
than
First
that.
Amendment was done, I think, in 2011.
Yeah, that one amendment, the ordinance, was done in, I think, 2006.
Oh, yeah, the first one was 2006,
first one.
Yeah.
Well,
all right. So, thank you, Kevin.
Any other public comment? All right. Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to pay the bills and adjourn.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.